This is Hibernate, Part A, spoken by Elswith. This session is a playful one, seductive, teaching, and sets the stage for you to go on to Part B. Hibernate Part B sets the trigger for a deep, restful sleep. Whether it's all night or simply a well-deserved nap. But to get there, you have to solve Part A. Let's go. The difference between something good and something great is attention to detail. I'd argue the same could be said for a submissive one. The attention to detail allows for anticipating needs, for following through on instructions, for fully realizing the instructions that you should be following. Clever conversation and more. A mistress deserves someone who knows that details are important. So let's start this session with a clever little riddle of sorts. Pay attention. Pay attention also to your body. We've been together long enough that you know how to let go and relax. You know how to prepare yourself for our sessions. From the top of your head and down to those toes of yours, relax and let go. Using your breath and the awareness of it, filling yourself up and breathing it back out. Our little story starts with something that may not seem appropriate for hypnosis, for relaxation, for sleep. We're going to discuss dynamite. Dynamite is a tool that can be used to cut down trees. To cut a tree 18 inches in diameter requires 5 sticks of dynamite. One on the north, south, east, and west sides of the tree. 5 sticks of dynamite for an 18-inch in diameter tree. And the 5th stick should be placed on the side to which the tree should fall. During construction of a dam, a tree 18 inches in diameter was completely covered by water. Since the treetop was fouling the boat's propellers, it had to be cut down. A diver went down and put a stick of dynamite on the 4 sides of the tree, north, south, east, and west. 4 sides of this tree that needed removed, unlike the tree that we are going to share shortly. Our tree stands and stays, but this tree, unfortunately, needed to go. So the diver again has the sticks of dynamite on the four sides, knowing full well it requires 5 sticks to cut down a tree 18 inches in diameter. Since the current is flowing south at 2 knots per hour, on which side of the tree would you instruct the diver to put the 5th stick of dynamite if you wanted this tree to fall north? I'll give your sleepy headed breathing deeply, relaxing through your whole body self a moment to consider. Which side does that 5th stick of dynamite get placed? Oh, you dear silly, it doesn't matter. The tree is wood. It will float. Remember John Wooden? Remember us discussing him, his quote, previously? He says, it's the little details that are vital. Little things make big things happen. Smaug certainly looked asleep, almost dead and dark, with scarcely a snore more than a whiff of unseen steam when Bilbo peeped once more from the entrance. He was just about to step out onto the floor when he caught a sudden thin ray of red from under the drooping lid of Smaug's left eye. He was only pretending to sleep. He was watching the tunnel entrance. That attention to detail, it comes in handy. Focus more on your desire than on your doubt, and the dream will take care of itself. Continue to follow down into hypnosis. Let's go experience this dreamlike, surreal, liminal space. Are you familiar with that concept? If you're like many people, you may have noticed that there are certain places, certain states of being in which you feel different, peculiar, off. These spaces, these liminal spaces, are ones that we often visit in quirky dreams. In this one, now that you're relaxed, now that you're open and obey, listening to the sound of my voice, focused, pour your energy into this session, this time of us together. See or feel yourself standing the base of a thick, ancient, sturdy, tall tree stretching up towards the gray winter sky. close do you pay attention? There's a staircase wrapping around the tree clockwise. The boards fixed together with black iron nails. Some are fixed to a well-placed branch, and others on sturdy supports, and yet more connected to each other, forming the pathway upwards, going deeper by going up these sturdy stairs. Safe, feeling compelled, knowing the direction that I'm leading you in, my obedient, open one. You can hear the wind above. It catches the leaves, it rustles them. You can see the rough bark, or feel. Run your fingers along it. Perhaps one hand is on the sturdy rope as you climb, and the other your fingers brushing along the bark of the tree. Is there a carving? Did you see letters? Numbers? Perhaps simply an old nail left here or there? Maybe you pass a perilous tire swing. An invisible rider on it as it swings back and forth, making the tree bough above it creak, groan, back, forth. And you notice the first blink of an acorn on your head. On your head, hitting your shoulder before falling off you and onto the tread. Do you see the acorn sitting there beside your foot? Do you continue upwards? Up, going up as you go deeper. As you continue up on this spiral, other acorns make little noises as they hit the tread's branches. Your sleeve. A couple are underfoot. What a strange experience to suddenly have this snow fall gentle of acorns. Is this how you know that it's a dream and not reality? Are these acorns the tell? Perhaps. There, out on the branch, you see a discarded bird's nest used last spring and summer. Sticks, discarded feathers, maybe even evidence of an egg gleefully hatched out of, before they all flew off. We eventually break through the canopy of other trees, and the one that we are climbing goes up and up. The acorns, they haven't let off yet. Have any landed in your pocket? Are you distracted by the whispers? Are your legs heavy? Is your mind racing or languid? Are you wondering where I'm taking you, or do you simply know to keep going? Know this in the same way that I know you down. Down simply because you always enter this state when I'm speaking to you. And isn't it true, my dear, that this is where you love to be? Nothing changes its style for the season quite like a tree. Bright and blooming in spring, coiffed green layers in summer, splashes of gold and red in autumn, and pared back brown in winter. Even the trees that keep their leaves all year will show other changes as the seasons change. From the seeds and fruit it bears to the creatures that visit its branches. And what creature has my tree seen visit its branches today? Right now, in this open state that you find yourself in, quickly now, list for me the exact creature that you are in my tree. What are you? Don't overthink it. You know the answer. You know it already. Well done. But here's something, my dear one, that you didn't know. Near the top of this tree, there is a platform, and a treehouse surrounds the trunk entirely above you, and a trap door is closed tight, with no obvious way to open it. In the trunk of the tree here, there's a hollow, a hiding place, large enough to reach inside, large enough to hide, hold dozens, even 100 little treasures. Our tree isn't a dragon sitting on gold, but treasures can be hidden inside. Though for today, we're not after rings, coins, gems. Oh no, my perfect one. Almost perfect one. As you headed up this tree towards preparation for sleep, this gray winter sky above you, the very name of this session, hibernate, speaking to you. Did you really ignore all of the details that your mistress, your goddess, your empress, your trainer, your beloved, your darling, put out there for you? Did you brush every acorn off your shoulder, out of your hair, from your hat, push them from the step so they fell down? down below to the ground. Hundreds of acorns littering the ground. At the first step up the staircase, and who knows how many stairs you have ascended to get to this place. The trapdoor with no obvious opening in the hollow that is indeed hollow, waiting for you to fill it. My delightful creature in my tree. And how do you feel now? Amused? Bemused, maybe a bit embarrassed or tickled or adored that someone took the time to create this puzzle for you? Are you determined to do better next time? Though you do know that I can always take things in whatever direction that pleases me. Smile, feel warm, feel happy, and know that you will get another chance to climb this tree and to do it correctly. And even though we did no obvious counting to go down, I will count from 0 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will fully awake. 0, 1, 2, feeling refreshed, open. 3, 4, and 5. Well done. Now go on with your day, and I'll see you for part B.